a special
closed place. Oh, for a bedroom.
Yes.
Or
a little
alcove bed chamber.
Yeah, a little alcove that might just contain a bed, just a very tiny little room. You know a word for that? I don't have it here, so I don't know either.
Well, I can't think it'd be like an alcove, but I don't really know.
Right, now you mentioned clothes press. What does that mean?
Well, that is old fashioned. Before they had closets in rooms, and it did have big, old, very heavy, big piece of...
It was movable.
Yes.
The clothes
press. Clothes press, and really what we called them in my childhood was chaparobe, I think. But there may be a difference because it wasn't
clothes
press.
That's interesting. I don't know that. And what about the covering for a window that maybe was on a roller with a
shade?
Do you remember any other closings for windows or covers for windows?
Well, of course we have the inside
shutters.
Blinds.
And do you call, this is a shutter?
Yes.
And that, what does a blind mean?
Well, blinds can of course be Venetian blinds, which are inside, but outside blinds used to be used so much every night they were closed. That was before we had shades.
Yes, and when these were used, and I know that now sometimes they can be turned inside.
Yes.
The crank. Originally, were they, you went outside and pushed them?
I believe so. I can't. Really, you see, the houses didn't have screens. I hardly remember that.
Yes.
But you could reach outside and pull them, and they were a means of protection as
right.
well as serving as a shade, too.
Right. Now, we've already talked about the place that you hung clothes.
Clothes closet, you mean?
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned clothes press. What about wardrobe?
Yes.
Would that be about the same?
I think they're about the same. I don't know the fine points of difference if there is any.
All right, and the space up above the second floor that might not be finished just under
attic.
The roof.
Mm-hmm.
And what about the place where food is prepared? You call that the
kitchen.
And do you have any differences?
Yes, a long time ago I remember my mother, and I think her mother, whom I do remember, it was the stove room.
The stove room.
Stove room.
And was that ever separate from the rest of the house?
Well, not in my lifetime, but I've seen many houses that they were, and know some that were, of course.
Mm-hmm. And now that's listed here. That's the first time I've ever heard
well,
that stove room listed here.
Well, it sure was. That was very prevalent. In fact, I don't know what mother would at times just still say stove room up until the time
of
the
day. Well, that's interesting. All right, and a little room off of the kitchen or the kitchen area where things were stored.
Pantry.
Cans. And a room. Or what would you call old, worthless furniture, maybe that you just didn't quite want to throw away, or other implements that were sort of
junk,
extra things. And the room where you might keep this sort of thing would be a
storage room.
And what would you use to describe the every morning routine of vacuuming, dusting,
housework?
And you would say, every morning she, what verb would you use for this? She
does her housework.
Does her housework.
Mm-hmm.
Or would you ever use tidies?
No.
All right, the instrument that was used for sweeping out before the room. And if it were here and the door were opened around this way and someone said, where is the broom? How would you say?
Behind the door.
And if you're asking for the person who takes care of keeping the clothes cleaned and the process of using the iron and